We bring on Mark the Magician to talk a little Preakness. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt and Trey. I'm live here at Hot Springs this time. So if you need help with your plays, I'm not at the Derby like I was last time. I'm in town for this one. But I can tell you what, I'm going to be booking my ticket for New York after Orb wins the Preakness tomorrow.
You think Orb will win the Preakness and keep the Triple Crown hopes alive?
I think he will do it. It's one of the best chances we've had since Smarty Jones. You know, last year we kind of had a fluke with I'll Have Another and Bodie Meister, that little rivalry. And then last minute, of course, he was scratched the day before the race because they said he had a bruised foot and they sold him for $10 million. But that's not going to happen with this, and there's not going to come up with a bruised foot. And they're expecting a little bit of rain tomorrow again. So rain is even more in the favor of Orb tomorrow at the Preakness.
Mark, who are some other horses that might challenge?
Well, this is one of the first years in a long time that the second, third, and fourth place finishers are not coming back to run. Now, the fifth and sixth place finishers are coming back. Oxbow, who you remember from Oaklawn, and My Loot are both coming right back. There's a new one in there called Departing. This horse is getting a lot of talk, but forget about the talk on that one. That just won the Illinois Derby. Had nothing to do with any of these horses in this race, and they're not near the quality of horses that it's going to face tomorrow in the Preakness. Another horse in that race that comes back is the one John Court rode, Will Take Charge. John Court's off this. He got stopped in the Derby. He was neck and neck with Orb coming around that second turn. Verrazano had a foot problem, stopped in the middle of the race, and that made John Court had to check his horse, pull up, lost stride, had no chance after that. Another one that pulled up, and even Kevin Krieger mentioned this several times in many articles, is Golden Sense, the one that Rick Pitino owns 5% of. Golden Sense wrapped up. Once he saw he had no chance, Kevin just slowed the horse down, eased it up, and saved that horse for this race. Those are some horses that can be right behind it. Another one coming in from the Sunland Park Derby that set the track record back in April is Governor Charlie coming in from Bob Baffert. You know, Bob Baffert had no horse in the Derby, but he does have one tomorrow. All are going to try to run second, third, fourth, and fifth, as we do have an exact tri super and a super high five. We got the Pimlico special today, the Black-Eyed Susan today, a 13-race card today, extremely good racing today also, and they have a double combined with a Pimlico special that goes with the Preakness tomorrow.
Mark, it all sounds good, and let's hope Orb wins. I would like to see a Triple Crown in my lifetime.
It would be one of the most exciting things in a long time that you've seen. You remember Curling is such a great horse, ran third in the Kentucky Derby, comes back and wins the Preakness. A Fleet Alex, another monster, ran third in the Kentucky Derby, comes back and wins the Preakness. But this year we have a legitimate horse that actually won the Kentucky Derby that had a legitimate chance of going all the way. It wasn't just a fluke deal that this horse won. He's been two turns. All of his horses have been, all of his races have been two turns this year. And Shug McGaughey, who used to be at Oaklawn back in the 80s, believe it or not, Shug McGaughey used to train at Oaklawn Park. He now lives in New York. And the home stable of Orb is New York at Belmont Park. That is actually where that horse is originally from. So he'll feel right at home. The most worry they have right now is getting by the Preakness tomorrow because it is 300 yards shorter than the Kentucky Derby. A little shorter race, but he gets set up, and it's only a 9-horse field. There won't be any traffic problems. Joe Rosario on it. It's going to be a great day of racing, and they do start at 9:45 in the morning Central Time, 9:45 Central Time with a 13-race card, and it's going to be rolling doubles all day long and some very big pulls. So if you're interested in making some money on horses, I'll be at the Long Shot, or you can get them at MarketMagician.com if you already know how to play them. And we're going to make some money this year playing horses for the Preakness leading up to the third leg of the trip around the Belmont Stakes, which will be 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Mark, sounds good. We'll talk to you in 3 weeks.
Very well. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.